The old lever-style voting machines are gone, replaced with electronic systems including scanners and computers. But a new study contends some of the newer voting equipment is already in need of replacement and upgrades. Larry Norden is the deputy director of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. He says 33 states need to replace their voting machines by 2020.
The new computerized systems, whether it's the scanners or the touchscreen machines, are they have a lot of advantages over things like the lever machines, but one of their disadvantages is they need to be replaced more often. We kept in New York our lever machines for decades. That's really not possible to do with computerized voting systems. I mean, if you think about a laptop or a cell phone, you don't keep those for more than a few years. They're not built to last as long. They run on software that ages out, right? So we actually have systems that are running on, you know, Windows 2000, or the support systems for those systems are running on Windows 2000. That's not supported by Microsoft anymore. And things like zip disks, which you need for some of these systems, aren't manufactured anymore. And so it becomes very hard to continue to maintain them over the years. Lever machines, you know, although even at the end of the lever machines, it was difficult to find replacement parts, they were mechanical. So the challenges are very different.
If someone votes today, how confident can they be that their vote was recorded properly?
If you're talking about New York, I think they can be pretty confident. In New York, we vote on paper ballots. That ballot is scanned, but after the election is over, the state requires basically the equivalent of 3% of the ballots to be counted and checked against the machines. So that's a pretty good check. It's not as good as they have in some other states where they don't have a flat percentage, but they decide how much to count based on statistics and how close the race is, so they can guarantee that the right candidate actually won the race. But it's pretty good. So I think for the most part in New York, people should be quite confident that their votes were counted accurately.
How do some of the other states in the Northeast shape up, specifically Massachusetts, Vermont, and Connecticut?
In all of those states, people are voting on paper ballots. And in fact, in some locations in New England, including Massachusetts and Vermont, they actually count by hand the ballots. So there isn't a machine that is used to count them. That's really the exception in the country. But again, people are voting on paper ballots. There is the ability to check the paper ballot against what the software is telling you. So that's certainly an important protection. But, you know, I should say there's an entire election infrastructure. Computers are used to tally results from precincts, to post election results. All of that, it's a good thing. It makes it much more convenient. But because we're using computers, it means that they are vulnerable to viruses and hacks. And it's important that we are strengthening that infrastructure. We're investing in that infrastructure. You know, in offices, we do this. You invest in IT. And for whatever reason, in the United States, we don't really do that in elections. It's very decentralized. It's unclear who has responsibility for these things. So that's definitely an issue.
You mentioned that they are possibly vulnerable to cyber attack. How likely is a cyber attack, and how successful could a hacker be?
Cyber attacks are growing around the world, and not just in elections, although we've seen them in elections around the world as well. I think you have to assume in the 21st century that anything that uses computers, which is pretty much everything, is potentially vulnerable to a cyber attack. The good news is if you have redundancies such as paper ballots, that you can check them to make sure that the totals that you have are accurate, and that if there is some kind of hacking, that you're able to get the correct results. So I think, you know, in the world we live in, it would be naive to say our elections are invulnerable from cyber attacks. That's just not realistic. The question is, what do we do to ensure that we have a resilient system, and that if there is some kind of attack against our systems, that we get the accurate results and we make sure that people are confident in those results. And in that respect, I would say New York and other states in New England are in pretty good shape.
Larry Norden is the deputy director of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law.